Lake Charles.
Good evening and welcome to the show, Je Savais Pas. I'm your host, Esther Tyree. And in the studio with me this evening is Major Handy, a local musician of many skills, come to find out, which we'll let him elaborate on. And he will be one of the musicians, local musicians, playing at Festival, which is next week. Yay! And Jazz Fest, which I think is the week after. So welcome, Major, and thank you for agreeing to be a guest, and hopefully we'll have fun, but keep it where everybody understands.
Understand you very much. Well, thank you for having me, Esther. I mean,
oh yeah, it's exciting to have local musicians featured within Festival International, which brings in musicians from all over the world. So tell us a little bit about, I don't know, how'd you get, what was your entry point to music? And you said you played quite a few, so yeah. Which was your first one?
Well, the first thing with music was I used to be a young boy at about maybe the age of 9 years old, and we lived on this farm, and my dad worked with the sharecroppers. And I always, you know, I had 5 brothers and 2 sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys always, you know, we always played together, and there was a little forest in the back of our house and stuff. And I didn't like the forest that much. You know, they ran in the woods and stuff. And I used to listen to WLAC, Nashville, Tennessee, with John R.
Wow. And
that became a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And it drove me right into music. And that's how I really got, because I always wanted to. I listened to Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis way back in the days, and Johnny B. Goode and all those guys. I was very influenced by the music because I was listening to it real closely. That's,
mm-hmm.
And I gained an interest in just playing, you know,
yeah.
Wanting to play. I wasn't playing yet.
Right.
And about the age of 10, 11 years old, after about a year or two, listening under the blanket sometime. I decided that I was going to build a guitar. I couldn't buy one, but I was going to make one. So I took my mama's screen door, and I took those little wires out. My uncle brought me a cigar box and a little piece of wood, and I drew the frets and the strings, and I made me some peg out of some out of a China ball tree.
Wow.
Some pegs.
And you were 10.
10, yeah, 11, somewhere around there, when I decided to do that. And I used to play on that all the time.
Uh-huh.
I'd pretend to play.
Yeah.
And as I got older, I worked for my uncle picking okra in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to take me to where he sold his okra. He used to take me with him all the time, you know, mm-hmm. And buy me ice cream, give me $7. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it got to a point where I really wanted to buy a real guitar because
uh-huh.
I had seen them, because we used to go to Compton's Music Store in New Iberia
mm-hmm.
on whatever street that was. And I used to look at those guitars so hard and want one so bad. And it was like, okay, you just got to have patience and wait. You'll have it.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I had enough money to buy a $25 guitar from my neighbors next door. Well, yeah, my neighbor's next door. He worked offshore, and he used to play his guitar all the time, and I used to go over there and ask him, and he would let me play it.
Oh, wow.
And I just said, one day I'm going to own that guitar. And I did, Esther.
That neat when you set a goal and you worked towards it.
Yeah, I did. I did own that guitar.
Yeah.
And now I had to learn how to play it.
There you go. Wasn't pretend anymore.
It wasn't pretend anymore. I mean, I spent $25, you know.
Yeah.
So
commit.
What happened was, is when I went back to the music store with my uncle, I got to get a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I started reading that and started trying to play the chords. I didn't really understand all that. I didn't even understand the tuning
mm-hmm.
until I went to play somebody else's guitar, and it was like tuned different. And I said, well, I said, I stand the tuning. I said, I don't tune mine like that. Wow. So now I know that I have to play it like that if I'm going to be a world-class musician. But now I understand nowadays people tune guitars all kind of ways right. So they can play, you know. But I didn't know. I just wanted it to be right. Because I was always into jazz, rock and roll, blues, and all that. Mm-hmm. Not Zydeco yet.
Right.
Because I didn't really have that.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't heard of Clifton Chenier.
Mm-hmm.
So as I got older, like 16, 15, 16, my dad used to take me in town. And Clifton Chenier used to play at a club pretty often. And Marcel Dugas, Big Daddy, somebody from Lake Charles. And I used to go and listen by the club. I couldn't get in the club, so I'd listen and just listen and go home and try to mimic what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, it started to the point where I was offered a job as a bass player.
Okay.
With my cousin.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He said, yeah, you can do that. You can play bass at least. And I went for it, Esther. They bought me a bass. They bought me a nice Fender Precision bass. Way back in the day, I mean, like, when those things were cheap. They're not now, but they
right.
were, yeah. A bass and a little amp. So I started playing with them for a good little while. We went all over the place. Generette, Baldwin, not Lafayette too much, but around the area, in town. And they was just playing what stuff I was listening to, you know.
Right.
And I did that. And then I got offered a better job.
There you go.
Playing a guitar.
Back to the guitar.
With my cousin from New Iberia. Because the guitar player had left for the service.
Okay.
No, bass player. I was a bass player first in that band. It was Jerry Thomas and the Rhythm Rockers.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, a guy named Don Fitch. We were really good singers, and it was a really professional band. It was a real band, okay? A real band. And I went for it, and I just practiced and played. And because the bass player had got drafted in service. Anyway, the guitar player got drafted as well. So I had to take the guitar now.
I love that. I had to.
I had to. I was
sacrifice
not,
for the good
I
of the
was,
band.
I was not getting out of the band. I was
right.
not getting out of the band.
That wasn't the option.
That wasn't an option. I didn't want to get out of the band. That was just me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I worked hard. I practiced. I tried to learn from other people. I listened to the radio. I always listened to that WLAC, Nashville, Tennessee, because that's where the source was of the music that I really loved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I wanted to play that like those guys, and I wanted to be a band leader.
Set those goals.
It got to the point where I wanted to be a band leader where I can play all the instruments and arrange my music the way I wanted and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It took some sacrifice to play,
oh, yeah.
You know. So I did it.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I sure did.
And that's taken you evidently all around the world, which is exciting.
All around the world.
You don't have any recordings of that first band, do you?
No.
All right. Well, you did bring some in.
I did bring some in, but that's not the first band. That's
okay, but is this the one when you're the band leader?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Explain. Introduce what we're going to listen to.
What we're going to listen to right now is some songs. Oh, you got it over there.
Yeah, the CD's loaded.
Okay. The CD is loaded. Okay. This song was probably in the mid-80s. And what happened here was I got picked up by Crescendo Records.
Mm-hmm.
From a guy named Johnny Palazzotta out of Baton Rouge. I don't know if you know him, but everybody knows Johnny. Johnny's
yeah.
a producer. He was on a Logging and Messina promotion team and all that kind of thing. But anyway, he came to Baton Rouge, and he was just looking for somebody, and he started producing me.
Nice.
And that's where the Wolf Cochon album came out.
Okay.
And the first cut on that album is an introduction, and it's going to be Allons to Quelqu'un. How is everybody?
And this is the one when you're playing at the festival.
Bern Switzerland Jazz Festival.
That's so cool. Okay,
1989.
So track one, what's the name of it again?
Allons to Quelqu'un, man.
Let's
go, everybody. Allons.
Allons, let's listen.
All right.
bass, Alonzo Johnson. A guitarra, Mark Simar. Then the brother from leader from Major Handy, the Paul Handy on the rap board. Then the saxophonist is schon da gsi vor einigen Jahren mit dem Gate Mouth Brown und heute mit dem Major Handy, the Bill Samuel on saxes. Und last but not least, vielseitige Musiker werden es sehen. Er spielt Handharmonika, Gitarre und singt hervorragend. Mr. Major Handy!
Hello, Byrne. How are you?
Well.
Are you ready?
Too.
First of all, we'd like to do this first selection for you.
Okay, that was from Byrne, but that didn't work. We have to figure out what went on. Okay.
It'll go on right after that.
Let's try this again.
Song I wrote. Call Alon Tuke Ken. Alon Tuke Ken.
Thank you.
We also would like to thank Mr. Hans Zerberg for having us out here. Also, Mr. Will Eliza, all the people that's...
Woohoo, man, that was fun. I bet they had a great time over in Bern. No, it's interesting. My first question was, it must have been cold. And then you said they were inside. Mm, I guess you have to do inside festivals over there. So that was you on accordion.
Oh, yeah.
So when did you jump into that instrument?
Oh, that was, let's see. Let's see. I was living in Brobridge.
Uh-huh.
And when I jumped into that, no, I was actually, yeah, I was living in Brobridge. I jumped into that after I played with Rockin' Doopsie. For a number of years, about eight years, with Rockin' Doopsie.
Uh-huh.
Traveling all over the world, everywhere. And I decided maybe I wanted to try that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me being a band leader and everything, I might as well have an accordion and lead a Zydeco band. And I did. I practiced. I played piano first.
Okay.
Because my daughter took piano lessons, and I used to help her with that.
Yeah.
So I played piano first. And after I did the accordion thing, I built a band.
Nice.
Built a lot of bands.
And then I heard a saxophone in there. So have you kind of kept up the accordion saxophone? I imagine there's a guitar and a bass player and a singer. Have you kind of kept that same formation over the years?
Yeah, not too much a saxophone. Because Rockin' Doopsie had a saxophone player, and his name was John Hart.
Uh-huh.
The great John Hart used to play with Lil Bob. Uh-huh. And the Lollipops. Okay, he played with Rockin' Doopsie. And this guy taught me just practically everything I needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so when I did the accordion, I started a band called Major Handy and the Louisiana Blues Band.
Okay.
And I have a couple of recordings that I did with that band. And that went on for 5 years. Which is really nice. And one day the guys... I didn't want to go on the road, you know, nothing. I was just itching to do something else, you know. So what happened was they all quit.
Uh-oh.
All right, let me tell you something else. I didn't sing at that point.
Okay.
I did not sing at all.
Life tends to push you in the direction you need to go.
I had to get my singing act together. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And that's when I did Come On Home.
Do you have that recording?
Yes. The 12th track on that CD. I don't know if you can read it. Yeah. I don't know if you can read that.
It only shows me track 9. So let me have that one.
Yeah.
And tell us about Come On Home while I upload it.
Okay. Okay. And Come On Home was written and with that band. And it kind of like really hit a little spot there. And it was like, oh, well, fellas, I don't know, we might have to go on the road. And they got scared. They didn't want to go.
Uh-oh.
So this is when Johnny Palazzotto heard the song, and he decided to re-record it in a studio in Baton Rouge and shop it out to record people. And Crescendo Record picked it up.
Wow. So okay. Cool. Well, let's listen to, what's the name of the title?
Come On Home.
All right, let's have a listen to Major Handy, you're singing, you wrote it, and you're playing.
Just about a guitar and accordion
about
on it.
Everything. Come on home.
Take it easy. It comes off the Wolf Kershaw song.
Uh-oh. Not the right song.
That's a Buckwheat song.
Okay, we'll listen to Buckwheat later. What track is it?
I don't know. I know that Come On Home should be on track 12.
That was track 12.
Oh, no, before track 12.
Let's try this one.
Have you seen my rooster? Oh, that's really
not that one either. How about one? Do you want to try track 11?
Have you seen my rooster?
Oh, that was 11, the same one we did. Track 10.
I don't know how they did that CD over there. They
9?
That's not it.
Nope.
13?
Well, maybe there's no 13. Maybe when
they should.
Oh, yeah, there is a 13.
There's all the way to 15.
Mr. Clifton Chenier.
Nope.
That's a good song.
Clifton Chenier.
Louisiana. And this song is called Hey TV.
All right, well, we'll sidetrack and go to Hey TV with Clifton Chenier. He was one of your influences. We'll be right back. Oh, we got to skip in CD, so we'll skip the rest of Clifton Chenier. But, man, he's always fun to listen to.
Yeah, he's
influenced a lot of musicians.
Yeah, I know he did.
So tell us, you're going to be playing at Festival International.
I sure am. So happy. We recently got into an endeavor with Sammy and Jonathan for the Love of People. They do that at the Jefferson Street Pub. So that's how I got into Festival International. Because me, Lee Allen, Zeno, and Lil Buck Senegal are the stars of the Jefferson Street Pub Blues Jam every second Monday of the month.
There's a blues jam at Jefferson Street Pub?
Yes.
Man, a lot of things you don't know.
We've done two. Now we're going to go to the third one on the second Monday of April.
Okay, so it'll be April 10th. So this show, it'll already have been passed. So then you have to flash forward to May 14th or 15th.
That's the Jazz Fest and the Crawfish Festival.
Yep.
But that's
all
right, yes.
Yep.
It's nice, though. It's a good time, you know.
So when are you playing festival? What do you know? What day and what stage?
It's going to be, I'm wanting to say Saturday morning.
Okay.
In the back of the Lafayette stage.
The Lafayette Courthouse, the stage across from there?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
That's a cool, I love that.
I know that's a cool
stage in
that
field.
Yes, it's a cool stage there. Cool. I've been there many times.
And tell us about the makeup of your band.
Okay.
Who's going to be with
you? Man, I've been having for a while now. Master Lee Allen Zeno, Lil Buck Senegal, Robert Richard on saxophone. We got a sax, okay?
Mm-hmm.
On the drums, we haven't really picked a drummer yet, but we got many drummers to pick from. We got good ones.
Mm-hmm.
But they all play with somebody else, so we pick a drummer. And, you know, but it's probably going to be somebody like Carmen Jacob or Dennis Janice or Chad Bro, somebody like that. Mr. Reggie Durrell, who's Buckwheat's son, the late Buckwheat's son, he's a keyboard, and he plays accordion as well. And me.
And it's going to be a mix of your songs and covers?
Nah.
Or mostly your songs?
Mostly my songs. We might have a few covers.
Got to get the crowd up and dancing.
You got to get them familiar with what you're doing.
And if it's Saturday morning.
Yes. Well, they do the Zydeco breakfast on Saturday morning. That thing's wild. Anyway, yes. So that's going to be the makeup of the band for the Jazz Fest as well. We also have Josh Lasso, who is, you know Josh, right?
I know Josh.
Josh is with us too now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the road with Terrence this week, but he's around. I got him in the band about 3 months ago, you know, and he loves it. He's a good piano player and a good saxophone player. So, you know, thank you, Josh.
Another one of them snowbirds that came down from the East Coast and dove right into Louisiana culture.
He sure did.
It's pretty cool.
It. Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, that is neat.
Yes.
Do you have any social media, Facebook or iTunes?
I have a Facebook page as well. Major Handy.
That lists when and where you're playing?
I have a website, majorhandymusic.com.
All right. And then you have any, because sometimes we have listeners from out of state that listen to it on the website.
On the website, yes.
So do you have any, does that list or does the Facebook page list where you have upcoming tours?
My songs are on that website. A lot of songs, most of the songs that I wrote.
And where you have tours?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. Well, we might have to have you back on the show for talk about your songwriting and see if we can get the CDs in order. But you've been listening to Je Savais Pas, a production of KRBS, brought to you as a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which joins you in support of this station. This is KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, online at krbs.org. I'm Esther Tyree. We've had Major Handy in the studio this evening, talking about his adventures and his adding on of skills and practicing. I know in the Suzuki world, we have the joke. Real estate agents, their favorite word is location, location, location. Music teachers, listen, listen, listen. So we're going to go out with track 9, and let's see if that's going to be the song that you wrote. What's the name? Come On Home?
I think so.
Let's see. Thank you and good night.
That.
I tell you what, let me get on my horse here.
Let me get on mine too, Leroy. Let's go for a horsey ride.
Yeah. Hey, man, let's go down to Lafayette.
Ike Francis, you coming for a ride, man?
Coming, Francis?
I'm coming, brother. I'm coming.
I got a bottle of wine here. You want one, Gerald?
Give us each a bottle of wine, Leroy.
Here you go, catch. Here you go, Francis.
Wind up your weekend in high fashion every Sunday night with 2 hours of true word sound power here on Jamon. Cecil with ya, spotlighting some of the greatest along with some of the latest in hard slamming, Rasta, reggae, ska, DJ, dancehall, and dub. Join the family every Sunday night for Southwest Louisiana's longest-running reggae tradition, Jamon. Sunday nights 9 to 11 here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate aural studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 megahertz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at KRVS.com.